Well, there's plenty of the big-hearted, complicated person who was my dad that I didn't see, and that's at least one wonderful thing that's come from this very sad week. So many people have been telling me and each other stories about my dad, things that I never knew about, but stories in which I can recognize him so clearly, the man he was. Some of my favorites include one of the years that he did the Chancellor for a Day swap, where he and a regular undergraduate student would trade places for one day. Now, I think most people, let alone most leaders, would probably have treated this as a kind of photo op, you know, brushed it off a little bit, played along. But as the Kansan reported when they found him in an art history class, Chancellor Hemingway had already taken 5 pages of notes on Egyptian frescoes. I love that story about my dad because it's like, who does that? Well, my dad did. Other ones I've enjoyed hearing about are about how my dad would test buildings on campus for accessibility by going around in a hand-pushed wheelchair and trying to get to the places a handicapped student would need to go. Or the reporter who said the first time she interviewed my dad, she was nervous and finally called him at home at about 9 p.m. and he said, "Hold on, let me put down my ice cream." Or for some reason, one of my very favorites, the time, very simply, on his way to a meeting, my dad saw a student sitting by himself at a KU bus stop and stopped and sat and talked with him until his bus came.